This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We were on our way to discussing this very topic yesterday, and then all of a sudden Adam Schefter sends out the tweet and says, hey, Dallas County judge sentencing for Rashee Rice, and we all know the whole story and conversation that transpired for the final 3 hours of the show yesterday. What we were about to discuss was actually something Drew had texted with us a couple nights ago, which was, hey, maybe this is a hot take, but it feels like the Chiefs have to win it all this year or next with how the roster lines up. And I said, hey, I don't think that's actually a hot take. I just think it's been Super Bowl or bust for 4 or 5 years with where the Chiefs are at. When you have Mahomes and Andy Reid, and of course last year you're going for the three-peat and all that, do you think it's more this year though? Because they've been in Super Bowl or bust territory, and I would argue pretty much all, but when we fast forward to Mahomes, let's say Mahomes plays another 10 years. My guess is 8 at least of those 10 years are going to be Super Bowl or bust type seasons because you're Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, there's going to be very few years, and then Drew, I'll let you answer. Like, there's going to be very few years in which I don't think this is the attitude going forward. If Drew's point is the roster as it sits is getting ready to go through a turn, therefore you need to do this, I actually think that's already happened once. They went through the bye-bye pretty much everybody on the defense not named Chris Jones and bye-bye Tyreek Hill.
Post-Bucks?
Yeah. And redid their entire offensive line, their entire running back room, their entire wide receiver unit is different than it was before that. Hell, on defense, what are there, like a couple of guys left from any portion of that run? I think they've already done the turn. I still think the next turn of the roster, the like win now version of that, Drew, if it's roster related, is a couple of years away. Post Rice, post Worthy, you know, like somebody on a second contract where either McDuffie or Karloftis or Rashee or Worthy or like somebody else has to come through. The young turn, I think, already came through the roster.
So my reasoning actually is before you get to the post-Rashee, post-Worthy, like
you're
in this little window of you can tag George Karloftis, you got to figure out what you're going to do with McDuffie. Chris Jones is still playing for you. Like, this is feels like, and Chris Jones is one of the most impactful players in Chiefs history.
He's
like,
the most important player on the team that's not named Patrick Mahomes.
It feels like this year and next year, it's like a mini window within the window. Like, the window is always Mahomes' career entirely, but this feels like you're paying Rashee and Xavier Worthy rookie money. Travis Kelce's probably in his last season. Chris Jones only has a couple years left. This feels like it feels like it all fits together for this to be a must-win Super Bowl. Like, they have to get one in the next 2 years. Otherwise, not that it slips by or that people are,
you're saying it's harder
regarding. Yeah, it's harder. And I think also the conversation of, if let's say they don't win any of the next two, then all of a sudden, not that the conversation about Mahomes not being as good is relevant, but in terms of the dynasty quote unquote question, I think it becomes more relevant in regards to maybe the Chiefs just aren't going to win another one because of the changes that they're going to have to go through with finding a replacement for Chris Jones and paying players and figuring out what to do with Xavier and Rashee Rice.
So a couple things. I think if we're just saying what's the perception going to be if they don't win one in the next 2 years, which would mean three straight years, oh no, of not winning a Super Bowl, then yes, the perception would be that it's over. People would start asking questions. whether or not he would get another one. At that point in time, is Andy Reid retired? Or has he got a year left?
Yeah,
like
that too.
All that kind of stuff. Sure. I would say though, like this, the reason why this year doesn't, if anything, I would, last year was way more of a must win Super Bowl or bust than ever. You were going for a three-peat. About that, there was no hiding it. It was clear they were going for history. So I don't feel that it's even more this year. I think it's Super Bowl or bust again. It's like, it's funny how we all do this. Like, it's Super Bowl or bust. If they lost in the Super Bowl again, it doesn't mean it was a disastrous season. If they lost in the AFC title game, and it was because the Bills finally hit a 55-yard field goal in Buffalo to beat Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes played great, I don't think it means the season was a disaster. But in terms of accomplishments, yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust again, just like it was last year and the year before, and the year before that, and the year before that.
I think the part two is the and maybe it's just maybe we need to see it actually happen, but the way that the last 2 years have looked, it feels like the defense has carried them so much where it felt like they needed things to kind of go their way sometimes. Like, they came up clutch in big moments, but it didn't feel like everything had, the puzzle was totally put together, but they still found a way to manage getting to the Super Bowl and everything. Like, roster-wise, the left tackle was such a concern, and the wide receiver room 2 years ago was such a concern, that what they did and them getting to the Super Bowl and winning that one that they did 2 years ago is actually vastly more impressive than I think people realize. Where now, you know how good Xavier Worthy is. You know you're going to get Rasheed back. Like, the wide receiver room is collectively better than it's been, if healthy, again, that's the thing, than any of the last 2 years. Defensively, you've got one of the best corners in football. Defensively, the defensive line has got some question marks, but Chris Jones is still playing very well. Everything feels like it's coming together where the roster is in a better spot going forward, I would say, this year maybe than last year or even the year before.
So normally I get it. Like, the post-Chris Jones, post-Travis Kelce era might sneak up on you, whatever, right? But some of this, Drew, that I think gets undersold as part of this, because we have these conversations, we talk about what it'll look like without Andy Reid, what it'll look like without Chris Jones, what if they don't have this weapon or that weapon? And I go back to the general manager. If I had questions about their ability to build a roster again, I might have some other questions. But like Baltimore is a great example of this. Baltimore's had two different quarterbacks, but the same head coach the entire time. They've only wavered like once. Mm-hmm. And they had like a pretty good quarterback in Joe Flacco and a really great one in Lamar Jackson. And they've had like one below 500 season during that entire run because they have good management. They're already, I think, doing a decent job setting themselves up for the post-Travis Kelce, post-Chris Jones part of this team by having other talent that's already being asked to do things like Trent McDuffie or George Karlaftis or Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy and others that I don't know, man. I don't think there's ever going to be like a dip. Maybe they lose in a divisional round eventually. Sure. That's not crazy. I honestly have a hard time imagining that there's an even chance they miss the playoffs. Well, it's still for sure Andy Reid. I'll have a question at the Reid switch.
Yeah, when Reid's not the head coach, there'll be a ton of questions at that point in time because there'll be a big unknown. But for the time being, I mean, I know like this is a good conversation, and we don't just say something and then just end the conversation and move on. That's not sports talk radio. In general, I just think it's Super Bowl or bust. 99% of the seasons Patrick Mahomes is going to play in his career.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's just barring the one.
If they go 8-9, that year was a Super Bowl or bust year. They just didn't get it done.
The only way, I mean, I don't even know a scenario where you would tell me going into a season, it's not, even if it was a first-year head coach, maybe that's the 1 year where you're like, okay, not Super Bowl or bust because I know nothing about this coach. But if they fast forward 5 years from now, and if it's a different head coach, but it's somebody that was either already on staff or it's someone that has had a track record of success in the NFL, I probably would still say it's Super Bowl or bust that year as well. That's just what happens when you have Tom Brady, Mahomes, these guys are your quarterback. It's pretty much Super Bowl or bust every single year of their career once they've established themselves as one of those really, really special guys. Like in Buffalo, I'm sure at this point for Josh Allen, it's Super Bowl or bust for different reasons because they haven't got one or made it to one. But I bet you Josh Allen, 90%+ of the rest of his career, every season is going to be viewed as Super Bowl or bust. Hell, even in Cincinnati, despite not making the playoffs, yeah, I bet you feel like to a certain extent, Drew, it's Super Bowl or bust at this point in time.
Correct. But I think we throw the word Super Bowl, but we throw the phrase Super Bowl or bust out way too many.
There's like four teams three or four teams this season that I would put in that category.
I know, but I think, and while technically it's Super Bowl or bust Mahomes his entire career, I'm saying from the standpoint of how you pay the players. And I think, and honestly, again, you're going to have to come to that decision. We talked about it the other day, which is kind of what spurred me to have this take, is let's say they pay Rasheed, or they don't want to pay Worthy. Okay. And or they, something happens and they don't pay Rice either.
Okay.
But they want to build up the defense. All of a sudden, you're in the exact same situation you were 2 years ago. I know they won the whole thing, but Mahomes also is 2 years older, 3 years older. Yeah. Things are, where to me, that's why I think they have to get one of the next two. Otherwise, I think looking back on it, you're going to, not to say they're never going to get one again, because I think that would also be
part of that. That'd be crazy.
That would be a hot take.
Right now.
But you don't want to be in the situation where, yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust all the time, but you're having to reset your entire wide receiver room again because you don't have Xavier Worthy and Rasheed Rice. And I know that the Chiefs have been able to win while doing that. But
I got to say,
every year is different. And just being like, well, we did it a couple years ago, so it's got to work again. So we're not going to pay either Rasheed Rice or Xavier Worthy. And just
every team, though, the Bills are going to have to make decisions.
I think that's a big risk.
Yeah, but like every other team.
I think it's the NFL. Every team rebuilds in 4 years.
If we agree that there's four or five teams that are super robust every year, and your argument is that, but the Chiefs are going to have to make tough decisions in 2 years. You don't think Buffalo, who, by the way, doesn't have a receiver I really like right now, period. You don't think Buffalo is going to have to make a decision on the receivers?
They already did. They cut Stephon Diggs a couple years ago.
I know, but I think that their situation is also different because they never have won a Super Bowl. Where the Chiefs, that's where I think, if we're going to talk, again, this goes back to all of the dynasty talk. If they are the dynasty, the best one ever, then I think they have to win one of the next two. They have to.
Well, that's a different conversation. Yeah, like that's a completely different conversation, though.
Because of all the changes that they could potentially go through, this is the best chance for them to win one of the next two. There's no excuse for them not to win one of the next two because of the way that the roster will be built.
Okay.
Mahomes in his prime, Andy still coaching.
Yeah, if the argument is for them to stack up against the Patriots dynasty, they better win one of the next two. I don't disagree. I just think that's a completely different conversation than the question of, like, you know, it's going to be really tough to win if they don't win in the next two. It's going to be tougher than ever. Like, I think that's a different conversation than, hey, if you want to be considered the greatest dynasty of all time, you better win this year. That I don't disagree with that point, but it are two different things.
Because I think while, yes, Joe Burrow and Pat and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, while they're all Super Bowl or bust, I think it hits different when you've already won them before, and that's the expectation. Where I would say, honestly, if they lose in the AFC title game, I think everybody on that roster would say it was a bad season, point blank and period.
I mean, we already heard it from Mahomes. They lost in the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, it was
Mahomes said, we don't go into semantics now. From a player perspective, anytime you don't win a championship, it's a bad season. Mahomes said he didn't even put that ring, the AFC title ring, in a safe. He leaves that one out or vice versa, whatever
Travis
it was.
Travis Kelce said the exact same thing.
I'm with you there, but I also don't think every player is going to say if they don't win a championship, it's a bad season. I'm saying, like, if this team this year does exactly what they did last year, they go to a Super Bowl and they lose.
It wasn't like a flawed process.
Nobody's going to say it was a bad season. Like last year, last year wasn't a bad season.
Yeah, but
are you kidding?
They won 15 games and lost to the Super Bowl. That's a bad season?
I know, but I think
they won the previous two Super Bowls.
Did they reach their goal? No, but this gets into the semantic stuff of, like, a bad season is the Chiefs get their ass kicked and losing wild card weekend. That's a bad season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.